In terms of what's coming next for lead player, I just, you know, I'd say that we're continuing to always add features in response to what people are asking us for.
This is Superfast Business with James Schramko.
James Schramko.
Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. I'm just having a chat with Clay Collins. I'm about to ask him some questions about a video that I watched last night, and he made some great points. Are you there on the line, Clay?
Yep, I'm here. How's it going, James?
Good. You've been very busy since the last time we spoke. It seems that you're continually making upgrades to Lead Player. I watched your video yesterday, and you made some really good points that I thought are worth sharing. One of them in particular is that a lot of software suppliers see an opportunity, they go out there and they create a solution, but then they don't support it or it stops working or later. So you had some expression, I think you were talking about how Lead Player gets on better with these crazy plugins that people have created. Is this like a frustration of yours?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing that's happened is that a lot of people see software as sort of this opportunity, and they'll see some need, and they'll kind of find an inexpensive development shop that has a good deal, and they think it's a matter of releasing something one time, and then, you know, making a bunch of sales, and then maybe having a new version of that software created a year later or something like that. And what we found is that that's, you know, nothing could be further from the truth in terms of the way the software business works. I mean, here at Lead Player, we are constantly learning from new A/B split tests, and those results go into, you know, the next version of Lead Player that we release about every 2 weeks. We're releasing new features and updates based on the latest of what's working in marketing and A/B split testing. But also, what a lot of people don't realize is that when you're developing for the web, you aren't just developing for your end user. You have to accommodate for the fact that people are viewing this on multiple browsers. They're viewing it on multiple versions of the Android operating system. They're viewing it on multiple versions of, you know, of iOS devices. And then you've got Internet Explorer 5, Internet Explorer 6, Internet Explorer 7, which all render HTML and CSS and JavaScript in different ways. And then the various versions of Chrome and Safari. And then sort of added on top of that is, when you develop for the WordPress ecosystem, which we do, you are constantly not just dealing with changes that happen, you know, in all these different devices, mobile devices, and then also all these different browsers, but you're also playing defense against a whole arsenal of crappy plugins that people could have developed. So the WordPress marketplace is filled with WordPress plugins that were developed 3 years ago and were since abandoned by some part-time developer. And it seems like a good idea to download that app, you know, that plugin at the time. But meanwhile, it wreaks havoc on sort of the WordPress ecosystem. So a bunch of the time that we spend is doing stuff that people don't even know about, like adapting to changes in YouTube for Lead Player, staying completely on top of the latest things that they add. So if they add a new feature to YouTube, we want to make sure that Lead Player users get all of that. We want to make sure that no other plugin can take down someone's WordPress install just because they installed something else. Lead Player is actually playing defense. So, you know, WordPress is kind of like, it's kind of like a home, and Lead Player could be a new refrigerator that you've installed, and it's got the best and the latest refrigeration technologies. It's energy efficient, things like that. But if you have a crappy toaster that sets off the breaker in your home, you could lose power to this refrigerator, and it's not the refrigerator's fault. And what we like to do is make that refrigerator a smart refrigerator that actually can you know, has a I guess an energy backup, or I don't even know what the metaphor is, but that crappy toaster can't take down our our refrigerator. So there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, like literally on a day-to-day basis, that we're adding and updating to Lead Player. And it's why Lead Player still works, is still current, is still up to date. And most of the other WordPress plugins for video that came out around when Lead Player came out literally are not working in half or more of the WordPress installations that they're installed in. And so that's something that we're really proud of.
I love it. I love the fact that you can now play, you can squish the video size around to fit the device. That's a cool feature. And you also have added this new thing that sort of pops out of the video, which I thought was pretty handy.
Yeah. So, you know, what we found was that more and more sites were mobile responsive. So if someone designs a version of the website that fits on any size browser, no matter how small, people are designing websites where the entire website adapts to that. But YouTube videos natively don't resize. And we wanted Lead Player videos, even if they were using, you know, a YouTube video, we wanted the whole thing to resize. We added this, we made the call to action pop out over the video. And the reason why we did that was, we found that it was, in one sense, it was more disruptive in that it made the player sort of bleed onto the rest of the page, but we did it in a way where it's transparent and translucent. And I mean, you'll have to see the video to just kind of see how it works, but, call to actions are better. The click-through rates tend to be higher, but also it means that, if someone's doing something fancy with YouTube, like they're using, annotated links, or they've got closed captioning going on, that literally anything you put in that video or any way you sort of modify that video with YouTube, it's all going to work because we're not touching the video area. So YouTube is free to work in any way that it can. And we're the only video player that I know of that has calls to action that are in that at once increase the click-through rate on calls to action and don't disrupt anything that's going on inside the video area. So we're really proud of that.
I love it. YouTube must like you guys, I tell you. From my point of view, a lot of my students have been applying the training from Own the Race course, which is my news blogging authority platform independent training course. So they're putting out regular videos like I do. They're putting Lead Player on the videos. They're building their database. And I just spend a whole month away traveling overseas with the family, but the whole time I was overseas, every single day, people are joining my database after watching a video. So I'm earning all these new customers, I guess, and people who are interested in finding out what I've got. So I love the idea of it, but I even more than that, I love that we don't have to chop and change and make adjustments. We just update the plugin when it says there's a new update, and there's this whole raft of new stuff. And you've also got some new SEO stuff going on.
Yeah, one thing that we added, and again, we are, you know, we really believe that part of customer service isn't what most people think of as customer service. Yes, you know, we respond extremely quickly, often in less than an hour, to customer support requests. But also part of customer service is making sure that whatever tool you bought continues to stay relevant even as the web changes, and the web changes incredibly fast. So YouTube came out and announced that the number one way they encourage people to give metadata about video to Google is through something called schema.org. There's the schema.org markup. So the old way of doing things used to involve creating video XML sitemaps, and they still work. We're not in any way trashing or saying that video XML sitemaps don't work. But the current way to do this, sort of what we recommend people do and sort of what is best practice right now, is to have a traditional just sort of HTML sitemap. Well, it's an XML sitemap, but it it indexes and lists all the HTML pages on your site. And those HTML pages have schema.org markup that tell Google the title of the video, the keywords for the video, the description for the video. And what it allows you to do essentially is rewrite the information that Google has indexed for that YouTube video. So let's say that you have a competitor who is creating videos that are actually kind of useful. They're educational videos, but they don't know anything about SEO and they don't know anything about sort of marketing. Well, you can take that YouTube video and you can use Lead Player to play that video, and you can use Lead Player to sort of capture email addresses using that video. So you're leveraging someone else's educational content in your marketplace. You're capturing email addresses using that video. And when you use Lead Player, you can retitle that video and redescribe that video in the eyes of Google so that Google indexes sort of a keyword rich and an SEO optimized version of that video. And what's even cooler is that when Google indexes that video, it indexes it to your page, not to YouTube, but to your page. So when someone sees that video thumbnail in the Google search results, it means that when someone clicks on that thumbnail, that it actually takes them to your site. And with that video thumbnail, a lot of people are finding that they can be at position 3 or position 5 or position 7 on a page of search results and get more clicks than the top result because that video thumbnail being there in the search results is just that much more compelling. So, we are constantly updating the product in light of all the changes that are going on in the web. You're not buying the video player that you bought sort of that day that you clicked add to cart and entered in your credit card information and bought it. You're buying the video player that we continue to update on a weekly basis in light of marketing best practices and our relationship with Google.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that is cool. You've got such an exciting product. Lead Player has been just such a winner for me because it makes so much sense. It's like I've replaced my Lightbox opt-ins on my news site and I'm now providing really good content and getting all these rankings. And what we do is we actually take the same video and put it on up to 12 or so websites with rewritten descriptions on the page, and we can make each of the videos appear different as well with the description of them. So you can leverage even your own content on multiple sites if you have that scenario. Right, so Clay, if I were to sort of look forward in a few months' time, what sort of things could I expect that the landscape will look like for the video player market, and in particular, have you got some things you're cooking up in your scientific labs there?
Yeah. And I'll tell you about them in just a second. But first, you know, I want to just bring up how we haven't really talked about this. But you obviously are, you know, you're the top marketer. So, of course, you caught on to this. The way we've written Lead Player is that you can actually do exactly what you say, which is take one YouTube video and create several versions of that video that have different descriptions and different title tags. So you can leverage one video to rank for multiple keywords, and you can do that without making multiple copies of that YouTube video. So the way people used to do this is they'd make 12 different videos, or they'd make one video and they'd upload it to YouTube 12 different times with 12 different title tags and 12 different descriptions so that they can rank for a bunch of different things. And the problem with that was that Google would end up either deleting accounts that did that because they don't want multiple copies of the same video, or people would find that their views of that video would be distributed against among 10 different videos. So you'd have one video about a topic, but it would rank for one keyword here and another video would rank for something else. So you might have 10,000 views of that video, but it looks like each of those individual videos is only having like 500 or 1,000 views. So doing it this way now, you can actually take one video and have Google see that one video 10 different ways in a way that Google is totally cool with. Like, they're completely fine with doing it this way. I'm glad you did that. You're the first person to actually come to me and say, this is what we're going to do it for. And, you know, the whole time we were building it, we were, you know, that's what we were thinking about. In terms of what's coming next for Lead Player, I'd say that we're continuing to always add features in response to what people are asking us for. So if your community, if the Fast Web Formula community has any feature requests, I'm happy to entertain them, have conversations about them, get to the core of the outcome that folks want. And we're more than happy to add those features. So we're going to continue to adapt the player. It's going to, you know, continue to improve with, you know, the sort of the marketing landscape. It's also going to be it's going to be a web app very soon. So people can continue to use it as they do inside of WordPress. But it's just going to be hosted sort of in the cloud as opposed to in your WordPress install. So, you know, it's in terms of specifics, there's some stuff that's under wraps that I don't really want to release just yet, just because we're trying to stay, leaps and bounds ahead of the competition. Right now, I'd say we're 6 months to a year ahead of the competition, and we want to take that to be, you know, 2 to 3 years ahead of the competition. So there's some stuff we want to keep under wraps, but all I can say is that we are coming out literally with major updates every 2 weeks or so, and that we don't aim to ever, we don't see that pace ever slowing down. So, we expect this product to get better and better and better.
So Clay, what is your vision with Lead Player? What's it all about?
We really believe that the company with the most focus wins, and we'd rather be Evernote than Google Docs or Microsoft Office. And what I mean by that is that I think Evernote has incredible focus. It's been a note-taking application, but it's damn good at taking notes. And the purpose of Lead Player, isn't to have the most protected membership site videos. It's not to do everything for everyone. It is to capture more leads and to create more, you know, clicks on that call to action button. And so, we really like the focus that we have, and we'd rather spend all our focuses on all our energy on doing a couple things well than doing a whole bunch of things and being everything to everyone. And that's sort of our philosophy with this.
I love it. You know, as long as you can maintain the product as it even is now, it's a fantastic product. After the last interview we did, I was inundated from the marketers you're talking about that see opportunity, and they wanted me to promote their product, which was looked like a clone of your product, but had different features or whatever. But I know exactly how many updates would be put out for those sort of products. You know, as soon as the money runs out, they're gone. I love your approach to software. I love your enthusiasm, and I'm especially appreciative you could hop on a quick chat and share some of these ideas with us, Clay. And if someone's listening carefully, they will really pick up the idea that you can take one video and you can syndicate it broadly as and I call this concept veneering, by the way. I taught it at my Fast Web Formula 3 workshop. And you can veneer that video across multiple blogs and get yourself distribution. We are now in the age where anyone can create content and publish it and build a database and create that relationship. And the thing I love about your plugin is that you respect the viewer and the audience, and it still does the job without being offensive, and I love it for that. So Clay, thanks so much for hanging out with me today.
Absolutely, James. You're a huge inspiration, and just for everyone listening to this, the extent to which James has impacted the direction of lead player has been absolutely huge. I think we're getting in an era in, for example, with radio, where the DJs start influencing the way music is produced, in both in the clubs and on the radio stations. And it's the same with software. So, I mean, James and 3 to 4 other people have had more influence on this product. And I'm just so grateful every time, you have a suggestion, James. I think we've done our best to implement that within a couple of weeks. And, we're just so grateful for your feedback. So thanks for the role you've had, in co-creating this product, with me. Thank you.
That's all right. Now you're Steve Jobsing me, where you're coming out with stuff, and then when I see it, I go, "Yeah, I should have asked for that too." So you're on great. Now, if you're listening to this and you don't have Lead Player, I have to say, are you serious? It's like the greatest piece of software to build your database and to get yourself out there. Now, you can go along and get Lead Player from my site called buywithbonus.com. And when you buy Lead Player there, I will give you one of my other products. You can choose from a whole bunch of products. You'll get that absolutely free. It's no extra charge to you, but you'll get a great piece of video software plus one of my products, and I'm happy to make it an easy decision for you. So anyway, I'm going to catch up with you soon, Clay. I'll let you go away and get into making the next amazing version, and just keep doing what you're doing. We love it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, James.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.